Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Stewart, S-T-U-A-R-T, Idelson, I-D-E-L-S-O-N. Stuart Idelson is a 65-year-old male who reports he injured his back at work on two occasions. But the first occurred on 9/14/20 when he was delivering products to a customer. Period. He relates he received conservative care for that issue. Period on 1/6/22, he was delivering pizza products to a customer and bent down to lift 40 pounds of block of cheese from the bottom of his skid. Period, he did not actually lift it up, but still experienced low back pain. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, further evaluation led to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of issues with three discs. Period, he did undergo three injections to the lower back, but did not undergo any outright surgery. Period, continues to receive self-treatment by way of Tylenol and walking every day to loosen his back. Period. He conveys that the injections helped. Period. The day after being released from his second injury, he filed for retirement. Period. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, he was injured on 1/6/22, bending down to pick up heavy product, resulting in permanent injuries to his back. Period. And put this in bold, we need to find his second claim petition from 9/4/20. As per the records provided on 1/6/22, Mr. Idelson was seen at WorkNet reporting a lower back injury, but he was bending down to lift product, and when he felt the pain in his lower back, but he did have a prior history of pain and injury to this area, but in a different area of his body in October 2020. Period. He has been employed by this company for 22 years as a driver and does have prior work-related injuries. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar strain and initiated on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. He followed up at WorkNet regularly. Period. On /2/4/22, he was referred for a lumbar MRI. Scratch that. On 1/31/22, he was cleared for full duty. Period. However, he returned on 2/1/22, stating he was discharged the day before and returned to work full duty. Period. He then developed significant tightness in his lower back that was getting progressively worse. Period. He was diagnosed with a lumbar strain, re-aggravated, for which he was referred for an MRI and physical therapy. Period. MRI was done on 2/11/22 to be inserted here. Period. These results were reviewed with him at WorkNet on 2/17/22. Period. It showed multi-level disc bulge as well as disc herniation at L5-S1. Period. He was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Adelson was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella on 2/25/22. Period. He diagnosed lumbar strain and radiculopathy, for which he prescribed cyclobenzaprine. Period. Noted the MRI showed bulging discs at 3-4 and 04-5 with a small disc herniation at 05-S1. Causing mild to moderate multi-level stenosis, worse on the left. Period. His exam does coincide with his MRI. Period. He's going to continue physical therapy and be referred for pain specialist consultation. Prior to that end, he was seen by Dr. Fitzhenry on 3-7-22, period. He was currently working light duty, period. He diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy and was planned on getting a lumbar epidural injection, period. The first such injection was administered on 3-28-22 with 50% relief as of 4-12-22, period. Another injection was given on 4-25-22 with 75% relief upon follow-up with Dr. Fitzhenry on 5-10-22, period. A third epidural injection was given on 5-23-22, period. On 6-14-22, he told Dr. Fitzhenry he had 80-90% relief from the injection, period. Overall, his pain was significantly improved, and he was transitioned to a work hardening program, period. At follow-up on 8-8-22, Dr. Fitzhenry observed he had full painless range of motion of the lumbar spine in all planes. Period, for set loading maneuvers were negative. Period, there was no tenderness over the lumbar sacral paraspinals or sacroiliac joints. Period, there was normal gait and stance with no instability of the lumbar spine. Period, sensation was intact in all dermatomes in the lower extremities and deep tendon reflex are 2+ at the ankles and patella bilaterally. Period. Straight leg weighting test was negative bilaterally. Period. He had completed conservative therapy and injection treatment and work hardening, but he was deemed to be at maximum medical improvement and was referred for a functional capacity evaluation. This was conducted on 10-17-22 and determined he performed it with maximum effort. Period, was deemed capable of working in the medium-heavy physical demand category. Period. Dr. Fitzhenry reviewed these results with him on 1-9-23. Period. He reported the FCE found him capable of returning to work without restrictions, but he was discharged from care on this visit to follow up as needed. He was doing very well and had minimal low back pain in the mornings and with walking inclines. Period. A paragraph prior record show he filed a claim petition relative to an incident of 9-4-20, period, he stated he was lifting and injured his back. Period, he was seen at Crozer Health, C-R-O-Z-E-R Health, on 11-24-17 by his family physician named Dr. Delcolo, D-E-L-C-O-L-L-O, period. This was a routine general medical exam with history of atypical chest pain, comma, stage 3 chronic kidney disease, comma, hepatomegaly, comma, GERD, comma, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and pulmonary sarcoidosis. Period, he also suffered from hypertension. Period, these general medical problems were treated. Over the next many months, period, he was also seen by Dr. Krafchik, K-R-A-F-C-H-I-C-K, and accepted Synvisc injections to the knees for arthritis, period, on 12-23-19. He accepted his final such injection from Dr. Krafchik, period. In a paragraph on 1-6-20, scratch that. On 9/24/20, he presented but did not offer complaints involving his back. Said this would have been only shortly after the subject event of 9/14/20. Period. On this visit, he was presenting acutely for knee pain. Period. Mr. Adelson was going to get further viscosupplementation injections to the knees. Period. The third set of injections were given on 12/9/20. Period. Despite being seen regularly over the next several months, he did not offer complaints involving the lower back. Period. On 5/19/21, another set of Synvisc injections were administered to the knees. Period. On 10/16/19, he had x-rays of the knees done. Period. On the left knee, there was mild medial compartment osteoarthritis and mild patellofemoral compartment osteoarthritis. Period. On the right knee, there was minimal patellofemoral compartment osteoarthritis. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was also seen at WorkNet on 9/14/20. And was diagnosed with a lumbar strain and sprain with mild improvement. Period. He was referred for physical therapy and advised to take Tylenol. Period. He followed up at WorkNet through 10/5/20, stating he was feeling better. But his pain level was only 4/10. Period. He was kept on modified duty. Period. On 10/19/20, he stated he was feeling better and denied any pain in the lower back. Period. He was then cleared for full duty based upon unremarkable exam and improvement of his symptoms. Period. New paragraph in 11/10/21. He was seen by Dr. Kravchik, also at the primary care group, and was initiated on Synvisc injections for the knees. Peter was also noted he had osteoarthritis of the right hip. Period. On 11/17/21, he opined Mr. Adelson may need a surgical intervention on his right hip pending x-ray results. Period. On 11/24/21, he was seen in follow-up relative to an elevated prostate-specific antigen level. Period. On 11/20/21, he underwent x-rays of the right hip. Period. There was severe bilateral joint space narrowing, subchondral sclerosis, and osteophyte formation on the right worse than the left. Period. There was no acute fracture or dislocation. Period. Overall, there was severe degenerative joint disease of the hips on the right greater than the left. Period. Questionable sclerotic foci projected over the left iliac bone and left proximal femur were present. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had an occasional tick of his body. Period. He ambulated with a broad gait and a limp. Period. He appeared unsteady. Based upon the nurse's notes. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with antalgia on the right. without an assistive device. Appeared he was able to walk on his heels and toes without Antalgia. Appeared he was tendered a palpation at the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Appeared after the exam, he complained of slight soreness in his right lower back. Period. Impressions. Stuart Idelson alleges to have injured his back at work on both 9-4-20 and 1-6-22. Appeared on the first occasion, he was actually lifting a heavy item. Appeared he was diagnosed with lumbar strain and initiated on conservative care. Period. He responded well and in short order was asymptomatic and released back to regular work. Appeared he also allegedly injured his lower back again on 1-6-22. Appeared on this occasion he was only preparing to lift during a bend, doing a bending maneuver, but did not actually lift, and claims to have injured his lower back again. Period. He was seen at WorkNet, and then had a lumbar MRI on 2-11-22. Pretty saw Dr. Disabella, and then Dr. Fitzhenry, who administered epidural injections. But these provided significant relief. Period. An FCE on 10-17-21 determined he was capable of working in a full-duty capacity. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. Relative to the subject events, there is 0% permanent partial total disability. Period. Regardless of cause, I might offer a small amount due to the multi-level degenerative disc changes. Period. Per cover letter, the MRI of 2-11-22 showed bulging at every level of the lumbar spine. Period. And that is the... Scratch that. The accident could not have caused pathology at every level of the lumbar spine. Period. This is consistent with his advancing age and the natural degenerative process. Period. End.